Welcome to another episode of Minutes with Mark. It's Mark Haynes, Sideline Sources. Today, got a very special guest, a guy that's been tearing it up this season, doing his thing. He's on the number one team in the Western Conference. My guy, Trey Murphy. How's it going, T? How you doing?
Going well. Appreciate you having me.
Trey, man, so I'm going to start here, man. You know, I've known you now for a little over a year or so now. And, you know, it's been nothing but pleasant moments. And, you know, I was like, man, I was telling my family, I was like, this dude, Trey, man, he's a good dude. Like, he's really like a nice guy. You know, you met my family and stuff. And I was like, he's a friendly dude. And then I realized last week, you got me fooled, bro. You're not a nice guy, man. You a mean dude. And I say that because the Joker, he didn't deserve what you did to him in that game, man. What was up with that, man?
In all honesty, I didn't even see him down there. I was just trying to dunk the ball. I didn't care who was down there. I was really just trying to dunk the ball. That's it.
And I had that's a moment I realized. I was like, it's just the baby face and stuff. Like, he's not really a nice dude. He's an assassin. He's a killer. But, you know, we good. So, like, you know, I'm going to stay on that good side of Trey Murphy the third.
For sure, man.
What was your initial reaction and thoughts, you know, like, after you seen it? Because, like, I know in the game, you probably just, you know, like you said, you just trying to dunk the ball or whatever. You knew the moment, but you ain't focused on it. You focus on winning. But when you seen it later, what went through your head?
I was like, dang, I know I took off from that far. Like, I knew I was far in the game because I was going to dunk it with two hands, but I felt like if I would have – I switched it over to one because I felt like I was about to get hung if I would have went off two. Well, dunked it with two. So, and also, you know, you get pretty high when you fall right after you dunk. So, that's I knew I was pretty up there on that one.
That's what's up. And year two for you. You took a major step this season, just like your team has. But going into this offseason, did you go into the offseason like knowing some things you wanted to work on that you wanted to bring over into this year? Is it something you did special that kind of got you going, or is it just kind of, you know, sophomore season and you kind of know what you need to do?
No, there's a multitude of things. I would say, you know, I went into the offseason like, I'm going to work on my body. I'm going to make sure I get more athletic and, you know, work on my ball handling. Those are two main areas I really wanted to focus on. And then, obviously, like, with more time and more experience, you're going to get a lot better. You're going to know what's coming. So, I think those are the main three things I would say really help contribute to that.
For sure. Because, yeah, no, obviously, it's definitely showing in your game. Question, I know you pride yourself on your shooting. And I know you believe you're the best shooter in your class, and you've been stroking it this season, doing your thing. I seen a stat where something about 30 feet shots or something like that. You shoot like 40-something percent, something crazy. This season, would you like to be in the three-point contest?
I'm not going to say no. I'll tell you that. So, I mean, either if it's three-point contest or dunk contest, I don't think I would say no to either one. So, we'll see what where I'm wanting. I'm not going to go anywhere where I'm not wanting.
For sure. And I tweeted last year when I watched you guys go up against Phoenix in that first-round series, and I just looked at how well you guys played, how tough you guys played them. And I was like, man, how good would this team be with Zion? Is that something y'all kind of, like, after y'all lost that series, is that something y'all kind of thought about, like, how good can we be if we're at full strength? Because even right now, you're number one in the West, but you're still missing B.I.
Yeah, no, we're missing B.I. for a good chunk of those games, her for a good chunk of those games. I mean, just a testament to how deep of a team we are, and also just how good Z is, too. Like, he's different, man. Like, I don't really get amazed by people on the court because, you know, it was just a little bit of pride and, like, edge I have, like, towards myself. But that dude is different, man. Like, watching him play and just being on the court, him just seeing, like, the gravity that he, you know, has is really crazy.
And Phoenix, you know, everybody's making a big buzz over, you know, y'all just beat them twice, back-to-back games or whatever. You know, I know y'all probably don't really get caught up in too much of the talk or whatever, but when you look at Phoenix, do you think you guys are brewing some type of rivalry?
Can't really base it off of regular season games. I would say those rivalries are built during the playoffs. So if we see them during the playoffs, you know, it becomes that, you know, type of series it was last year, then I definitely think something could be brewing along the horizon.
And with playing with Brandon Ingram, you know, I see you refer to him as twin or whatever. You guys got the same type of body. You know, game is similar. Is he somebody that you pattern your game after when you look at how you want to progress and what you want to do in this league?
No, I don't. Me taking a lot of different pieces from a lot of different players. And I watch a lot of BI because we have similar movement patterns. And so, you know, the way that we move, the way that you move and like your body is very important to like your game. And it wouldn't make a lot of sense for me to watch a lot of Dame Lillard because I don't move like him. I'm not built like him. So I'm not going to be getting open like he would. So I watched a lot of BI because we have, you know, we're both tall, long, athletic, but fluid, but also still like a little rigid. So it's like a little bit of our game is like, it's hard to predict. It's like herky jerky type of action. So like, you know, that's why I want to progress my game too, eventually, like where I'm able to handle the ball like he does and, you know, get to his spots.
For sure. Sure. And last question, I'm going to let you get out of here. It's a moment that was really dope last season. I briefly talked to you about it, you know, last year when I seen you, but I believe it was your mom's birthday when mm-hmm. she got to meet LeBron. What was that moment like for you, for him to do that, you know, on your mom's birthday and stuff like that, and just coming in as a rookie?
Yeah, no, it's cool, especially because I understand how it is after a game when you lose. Like, you definitely don't want to be around other people, especially somebody on the opposing team. And so, like, I definitely appreciate him for that, taking the time to speak to my mom, you know, take a picture of her because she's been – a LeBron fan ever since he got into the league. And so it's really dope from him. And, you know, appreciate it because I understand how hard it is, especially after a win to, you know, I'm not going to say how hard it is to be nice to people, but to just be, like, talkative and or, you know, trying to be social with people, especially with, like, how big that loss was.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And Trey, man, I appreciate you, man. I know you got a very busy schedule, man. The holidays is coming up, so happy holidays to you and your family. And
thank you, man.
Everybody. You know, it's always love when I talk to you. Appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you All-Star Weekend in the dunk contest or three-point contest. Maybe both. Maybe both.
Maybe. You maybe.
Know, you got young legs. You can pull it off.
We'll see what happens, man.
All right, Trey, man, if you want to shout out anything you got going on or anybody or whatever, you know, the floor is yours, your Instagram, Twitter handle, all that.
You know, I mean, all I would say is really just, you know, continue to pray for the families and the UVA tragedy that happened a month ago. One of my friends, Lavelle Davis, he was a part of that. And, you know, just continue to pray for his family and, you know, just, you know, keep them in your prayers. That's all I ask for.
For sure. For sure. My man. Hey, appreciate you, bro. And good luck tomorrow against Utah, man.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Minutes with Mark, Sideline Sources. Mark Haynes, and I'm out.